You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Winter means a tough time for many in our city here in Tamaki Makaurau. With temperatures steadily dropping and the cost of living steadily rising, keeping warm and well fed is a daily concern for many. About 6 years ago, a team started Gratis in the city centre. It's an initiative that takes leftover food from cafes around the city and helps to feed those who most need it. I'll let Natalie Wenzich, the Gratis team leader, tell you a little more about their work. I caught up with her this morning as they are currently running a Winter Street Appeal to help support those in need as the days get colder and the nights longer. Here we are now. Kia ora, Natalie, and thanks so much for speaking to me this morning. Could you begin by explaining to me what the Gratis initiative is?
Yeah, absolutely. So Gratis is a place where anyone who wants can come along and receive some free kai and connection. There's kind of two arms of Gratis. We do Gratis Tables and Gratis Street. So for Gratis Tables, we collect leftover food from local bakeries and cafes in the kind of K Road, Greyland area, and then we give it out to anyone who wants from our hub on Monday nights. So people can come in, grab a hot drink, choose what they would like to eat, and they share their meal around the table. The other arm, Gratis Street, we just take the meal out. So we kind of go out down to Wellesley Street, take a hot meal, and anyone who wants one can grab one.
And how long has Gratis been running for?
So our Gratis Tables arm has been running for about 6 years now. So we kicked off in 2016. And then in 2020, when we couldn't have that amidst the first COVID lockdown, we became very aware of the need out on the streets. So alongside other kind of local churches and community groups, we launched Gratis Street and we started taking some hot meals out directly to those in the CBD.
I imagine the pandemic has affected the work that Gratis does to some extent. Could you run me through maybe how that's played out and how that's played into what you do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's affected them hugely. The pandemic and the rising cost of living have created a much greater need for food assistance. We're now seeing much younger people and families coming to us on Monday nights. And most have housing, but yet they don't really have enough money left over for food and the other basics after kind of covering those housing costs. So we see more and more people coming out to us on Monday nights to get those needs met.
And I'm just quite interested in what you said there about people with families coming. What sort of age are the children that are part of those families?
Oh, children from all ages. We've seen some babies, we've seen children from kind of the 5 to 10 year old age, and then a couple of teenagers every now and then as well. So really it's the whole spectrum that are coming to us.
And we're heading into the colder months here in Auckland, and I know that winter can be a really tough time. Can you tell me what winter means for the street community and those that come and take part in Gratis?
Yeah, absolutely. So winter means that people are really struggling to stay warm and to stay dry. They just don't have enough warm clothes, blankets, especially if they're out on the street, and food to protect them from the cold. And often, very sadly, we see people on the streets turn then to, you know, drugs and alcohol because these things help them to not feel the cold as much. And that can sort of lead to people often, you know, sadly dying even from hypothermia. So winter is a very dangerous time for people to be out on the street and those communities. And for families, you know, in housing, it's still a struggle to stay warm and dry. Last week, we gave out some blankets and some sleeping bags at Gratis, and the families were so grateful and stoked because it just means that they can help their kids be a little bit warmer that night.
Do you think outside of Gratis that there is enough being done to support people who are in situations like this?
Oh, look, I think there's lots of community groups doing a lot and the best they can, but they really need wraparound support to support them from all angles. It's not just the food, it's housing, it's, you know, often other social issues that come along with food provision that they need. So I think we can always do more. There's always more to be done.
And what for you is the best thing about being part of the Gratis team?
Oh, I just love meeting and connecting with our neighbours in the city. It's really just realising that we're all human, we all want connection, and that there really is no difference between us. You know, given the different circumstances, you or I might have been in the same position. So it's really humbling, and it's a privilege to connect with people, hear their stories, and just offer the help that we can.
Thanks, Natalie. And can I ask, finally, how listeners can get involved to perhaps support the work that you do at Gratis, but just more generally, the community that you're working with?
Yeah, we would love, we'd love some help and involvement. As I said, there's a number of our whānau feeling the cold right now on the streets. So we've got a Gratis winter appeal running at the moment. So you can head to centralvineyard.org/gratis. That's G-R-A-T-I-S. And with those funds that we're raising, we're buying some jackets and some blankets and any other basic needs that you see pop up for the street community to help support them this winter.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That was Natalie Wenzich, team leader for Gratis in Auckland, talking to me about their work.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.